Inflation, rising living costs, and ongoing trade tensions with the U.S. have broken the piggy bank of many residents, and the district of Saanich is no exception, increasingly struggling to keep tax increases in check year after year. Amid challenging financial times, Saanich Council received a report from the Finance Department projecting a 8.74% tax increase for 2026 under preliminary budget guidelines. These figures are driven largely by labor costs, capital projects, and rising service expenses, explained Paul Arslan, Saanich's Director of Finance. The challenge for Council of the Day is to determine the annual tax increase that both meets the desire of affordability, but also the service provision and sustainability of the services, he said. Obviously, this gets more and more challenging for Council from year to year. In his presentation, Arslan explained that the increase reflects a combination of factors, which include 4.36% for status quo operating costs, 2.23% for recommended capital projects, and 2.15% for police services and the Greater Victoria Public Library. The most significant cost driver for the annual budget continues to be labor, stated the report, representing over 57% of the general operating budget. For 2026, labor increases, both wages and benefits, are estimated at $9.4 million, split between municipal and police employees. The report also suggested exploring possible budget reduction scenarios of 1-2% to offset the tax increase. In an attempt to further trim the budget, Cown, Natalie Chambers proposed stretching the reduction scenarios to 3-4%. I got a little bit stressed out when I read this budget, and we really need to rein things in, she said, adding that last year council failed to keep the budget under the 8% mark. In support of the motion, Cown, Karen Harper said a broader range of scenarios would help council make an enlightened decision when presented with the draft budget. At this point in time, it's very important that we start looking at what are the things that we must have versus the things that we would like to have, she said. Part of this is trying to at least give us options in front of us so we can have those discussions and consider the broader range of budget reductions. While agreeing with Chambers, Cown, Judy Brownoff adopted a pragmatic perspective, noting that a 4% cut would mean a $7.6 million reduction in a budget where every dollar counts. I'm willing to support the motion, but realistically that's a lot of money for our staff to find within this budget, said Brownoff. We were a bit successful last year when we got the budget down from 9-8%, but for me it has to be more this year. Everybody is suffering. What I'm saying about this budget is to prioritize what we need to do. There may be projects that we probably don't even want to touch this year. For his part, Cown, Teal Phelps Bondaroff agreed to explore reduction scenarios of up to 4% but said he does not expect such cuts to be possible. I don't foresee anything above 2% that would be reasonable insofar as it wouldn't dramatically impact or rather would eat into our existing services, he said. We hear from residents that are quite happy with existing services. I'm happy to support the amendment, although I am worried that if we start getting to the 3-4 or higher rates, it's going to start really impacting our service deliveries and the core function of the municipality. With Saanich's tax increases steadily rising in recent years, Cown, Colin Plant said council must take measures to reduce its budget, warning the municipality is not on a sustainable path. I am not going to be able, in this fiscal climate that we are in, to support new initiatives, he said. It pains me to say that because there are things in our strategic plan I really want to do. Plant suggested that cuts to existing services and putting the brakes on future projects may be necessary. I like public services, but I do believe that we are at a critical juncture for this municipality and that we have to start to wrestle the budget back down, he said. There may be contentious thoughts amongst my council colleagues that say we are on a sustainable path, but I have not talked to a single resident who has told me that they are supportive of the fiscal direction we are going. While Cown, Zach DeVries acknowledged the importance of easing the city's budgetary burden, he warned that cost-cutting measures could carry consequences. We always strive to do the very best that we can, but it is a pressing reality that these costs are not easy to wrestle down, said DeVries. They will come with some kind of trade-offs. When Council receives the draft budget this winter, DeVries urged his colleagues and Saanich residents to consider the long-term consequences of short-term financial decisions. I look forward to the next levels of steps in our budget engagement and deliberation, but I am under no illusion that there is a frictionless or easy choice ahead of us, he said. The 2026 budget will be drafted in the coming months and will return before Council, with the public able to weigh in through surveys, in mid-February. The budget is expected to be adopted in May 2026. The tentative 8.74% budget is up from 8.02% in 2025, 7.93% in 2024 and 5.2% in 2019.